are Karen and Kids, and we are the children of God.
Great is the love the Father has given us,
that we should be called the children of God.
And that is what we are.
We lift our voice and sing praises to the King.
So join us as we learn about God
and as we sing and celebrate.
Hallelujah.
We are the children of God.
Welcome to Karen and Kids.
I'm Emily.
I'm Becca.
Hi, I'm Maggie.
I'm Karen.
I'm Jamie.
Hey, I'm Hallie.
Hi, I'm Alexa.
Hi, I'm Carolyn, and today we're going to talk about love.
Valentine's Day will be here soon.
It's a day when you tell your friends and family that you love them.
With hearts, hugs, and kisses.
Do you make valentines and give them to your friends and families?
Well, you really should, because it shows them that you love them.
Okay.
And you care about them.
Okay, but do you make your own, or do you buy them in a store?
Well, I usually buy them at a store.
Oh, you do? Does anybody make them, Alexa?
When I was younger, when I had like 20 people in my class, I would make Valentine's with a little lace for everybody.
Uh-huh.
But last year we did some fun stuff at school. We like did exchanges and stuff.
So. Okay. Well, that's fun. How about someone else? Emily?
We used to always buy like heart cutouts and little lace hearts and stuff and glue sticks, and we would just make our own cards for everybody.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Becca?
Well, Valentine's my brother's birthday. We go to my great aunt's house, and her rule is whenever someone's birthday, the other kid gets something else too.
Oh,
so
well, that's kind of nice. So you both get birthday presents on Valentine's Day.
Mm-hmm.
Huh. Carolyn?
Well, my mom usually gets something from the like cards from the store, but then I'll sign them all and stuff. But this year, I only have to make like one for my mom and one for my dad and my family because I'm homeschooling.
Yeah, okay. You know what I like to get? I like to get surprise Valentines. Sometimes I get Valentines from people I didn't even expect a Valentine from. And sometimes people don't even sign their name. Have you ever had a Valentine like that where people didn't sign your name?
Yeah.
They just want to tell you they love you.
Sometimes it's easy to try and figure out who it is. You
okay.
kind of narrow down the possibilities and
okay.
then you figure out
or
who
you
it
can
is.
Do that, yeah. And, you know, when my daughters were away, I have two daughters who are grown now, but when they were away at school, oh, it was very hard for me to have Valentine's Day without them. Because I was used to having them home when they were little. You know, we'd do special things. We'd make Valentine cookies and special cards. And when they were away at school, they were far away. I couldn't be with them. So I wanted to send them something very special. And you know what I did? What do I always do?
Write a song.
Yeah, so I wrote a song about wrapping a hug and putting kisses in a box. Will you sing it now with me?
Yeah,
sure.
Yeah.
Sure.
I would like to wrap a hug and send it off to you. I'd put some kisses in a box and mail them to you too. 'Cause I'd love you. Oh, yes, I do. Oh, won't you be my Valentine?
I would like to wrap a hug and send it off to you. I'd put some kisses in a box and mail them to you too. 'Cause I love you. Oh, yes, I do. So won't you be, oh, won't you be my kisses in a box and mail them to you too. 'Cause I love you. Oh, yes, I do. So won't you be, oh, won't you be my Valentine? 'Cause I love you. Oh, yes, I do. So won't you be, oh, won't you be my Valentine?
You know, God longs to be with us, too. He loves us so much. And when I think of God's love, I think of the story that Jesus told of the 100 sheep. You remember that story from the book of Matthew?
Yeah.
Maybe we can just tell it quickly. We don't have a lot of time to spend on that today. But Emily, will you tell the story of the parable of the lost sheep?
Sure. It was about a farmer who had 100 sheep. And when he brought them back to his fold, he counted and there were only 99. So he knew that one was lost, and instead of staying with the rest of the sheep, he left them and went to look for the one who was lost. So it was like how God would look for any one of us, even if there was just one that was lost.
That's right. Have you ever seen the way a shepherd holds a lamb? Or maybe you've seen pictures of that.
Oh, he puts them over his shoulders.
He holds his legs.
Why do you think the shepherd would hold the little lamb's legs, Hallie?
So no matter how hard he tries to get out, he can't.
Really has a secure hold, doesn't he? He picks that little lamb up and wraps him around his neck and holds onto his legs. And no matter how wiggly the lamb is, it will not fall because the shepherd's got a really good hold.
God wants us to be safe in his arms, too.
And he won't let go of us, even if we wiggle or run away.
He comes after us.
He loves us so much that he sent his only son, Jesus. This is the best Valentine we will ever receive. In John 15:9, Jesus said,
"As the Father has loved me, so I have loved you. Now remain in my love."
Love each other as I have loved you.
Greater love has no one than this, that he lay down his life for his friends.
This is my command, love each other.
God's love is there for us every day we live. There's nothing we can do to earn it. There's nothing we can do to lose it.
Here's another song about love.
God loves us just the way we are. He loves everything about us.
Before you close your eyes and go to sleep, tuck these words in your dreams. I love you just the way you are. I love you. I love everything about you. I love you just the way. I will always love you. It doesn't take much for me to say. Three little words will do. Three little words that mean so much, straight from my heart to you. I love you just the way.
Souls and all of our minds.
He wants us to love our neighbors as we love ourselves.
He wants us to give Valentines to people all year long.
1 John 3:16 says, "This is how we know what love is. Jesus Christ laid down his life for us."
If anyone has material possessions and sees his brother in need, but has no pity on him, how can the love of God be within him?
Dear children, let us not love with words or tongue, but with actions and in truth.
You can show people how much you love them by the things you do for them.
Let's pray. Dear Jesus, thank you for loving us. You loved us so much that you died for us, so that we can live with you forever. That is perfect love. Teach us how to love others. Fill our hearts and minds with your truth, so that we can live each day serving you and others. In your holy name we pray. Amen.
God loves me.
God loves me.
In the morning.
In the morning.
And God loves me.
God loves me.
In the afternoon.
In the afternoon.
And God loves me.
God loves me.
In the nighttime.
In the nighttime.
God loves me.
God loves me.
All the time.
All the time.
So.
Sing praise to His name, hallelujah.
For God loves me,
God loves me,
all the time,
all the time.
And God loves you,
God loves you,
in the morning,
in the morning.
And God loves you,
God loves you,
in the afternoon,
in the afternoon.
And God loves and sing praise to His name, hallelujah. For God loves you,
God loves you,
all the time,
all the time. So clap your hands
and sing praise to His name,
hallelujah.
For God loves you,
God loves you,
all the time,
all the time.
Thanks for joining us today. If you would like to contact us, here's our number, 1-800-527-5522.
Or visit us online at www.canonkids.com.
You can find out more information about our new recording of hymns.
Our phone number again is 1-800-527-5522.
Thanks to John Grant and Tony Carelli, who record and engineer our programming music.
And thanks to Bev Singleton of Media Solutions for all help with our syndication.
We are all working together to share God's message to all the world.
Tell your friends about Karen and Kids. We want our family to grow.
And remember,
share God's love with others.
Tell others about Jesus.
See you next time.
Kids is written by Karen Mortimer and the kids. Our music is produced by John Grant at Secret Sound Studio, and our program is recorded and edited by Tony Carelli at Purple Dog Studio.